This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA will publish the November Cattle on Feed report on Friday, November 22nd at 2 o'clock Central Time. The monthly report offers data on the number of cattle on feed, placements in feedlots, and marketings. At this point in 2024, many analysts had expected to see the number of heifers retained for breeding begin to increase. That has not materialized in the latest cattle on feed reports, and the beef cattle herd size remains historically low. We will hear more from Ross Baldwin of AgMarket.net about what to expect in Friday's report next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north fields, and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operations Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operations Center, only from John Deere.
Ross Baldwin is a hedging strategist with AgMarket.net, and he tells the Iowa Ag Radio Network about the pre-report estimates for Friday's report.
We also have a cattle on feed report that comes out this Friday. And that report, it's going to be interesting because, I mean, the average trade guess is 100% for on feed, 104.2 for placements, and 105.1 for marketings. I don't see anything that bullish in that report because if the on feed does come in at 100%, that'll make 11 out of the last 13 reports that we've seen where the on feed number staying at 100% of a year ago. Last year, we had a really big on-feed number for this report.
Baldwin says that the on-feed number could be an indicator of what to expect with the cash trade market.
The eyes are going to be on this on-feed number because this on-feed number could show 12 million head of cattle that are on-feed, just depending on where it comes in at. If that was the case, that's a really large amount of on-feed, and I think that shows what's going on in the cash trade market, to where cash has actually been weaker, even though we're rallying, just based on there's plenty of cattle that are on feed.
For more analysis and marketing information, you can visit agmarket.net. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.